So, do we need an upgrade? So I won't ask you for answers. But in our modern world, our computer-based tech is always, it seems, being upgraded to make it run better, more smoothly, to perform even greater tasks for us. And I've sometimes wondered if we could get a regular upgrade in our Christian lives. Well, maybe we can. Do we on occasions feel too tired? Maybe even fearful of ridicule? Better just to fit in rather than to stand out? Well, don't worry if that is you, because it's happened to many in the past and will happen to many in the future. And today we heard about Timothy. Timothy seems his get up and go has got up and gone. Paul, his mentor, his father figure, and his friend was wanting to write to him with encouragement. Now, you may or may not know that Paul and Timothy had journeyed together around the Mediterranean, telling all who would listen about Jesus, and with a hugely successful ministry, establishing many churches throughout the Mediterranean areas. But now, Paul was a prisoner, and Paul knew his life was about to end. We hear that he was longing to see Timothy, and by all accounts, he was very fond of Timothy. He remembers his Christian heritage, his mother Eunice, his grandmother Lois. Now, interestingly, Timothy's father was Greek, but his mother and his grandmother, obviously on his maternal side, were Jewish. Many of us, like Timothy, have been blessed by our Christian heritage, as Timothy was. And it's a wonderful thing, although we must always remember that we don't inherit our faith. We have to claim it and make it our own. But Timothy was needing an upgrade. And Paul assures him, firstly, of the sincere faith that is still within him. But he reminds Timothy to rekindle the gift of God that is within. We really don't know what had happened to Timothy. For Paul to say that God did not give him a spirit of cowardice. Some translations say timidity. But now Paul is reminding him that God, the Holy Spirit, is a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of self-discipline. And furthermore, Paul is saying, don't be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. And he goes on to remind Timothy of his God's grace and Timothy's own calling. I can identify with Timothy, and probably you can. Clearly sincere, clearly working very hard to spread the gospel, but somehow he was got stuck in a not good place. Maybe it was seeing his mentor and friend in prison and about to be executed. Maybe it was the fear of having now to witness on his own without Paul with him. Maybe he was just tied up with illness. If you remember, Paul said to him about his digestion problems to take a little wine. Seems like good advice, doesn't it? Yes. Whatever the reason, Timothy had lost his way. And it's true of many of us in our Christian walk through life. We can, in the past, have been very active in our witness, but then lost our way for a variety of reasons, in need of that upgrade. So Paul's advice to Timothy is here for us. It's almost, can you tune your ears to hear Paul speaking to us? I want to just sum it up. Rekindle the gift of God that is within. That gift of God is within all of us. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. Hold to the standard of sound teaching in the faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. And unlike Timothy and Paul, we are blessed with all the sound teaching in the Gospels and the Epistles. Guard the good treasure entrusted to us. All of this with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. I hope if you are feeling tired, if you're feeling worn out in your Christian life, or in life generally, I hope you can take Paul's advice. Almost a reset. God is wanting to empower his church. And of course that means empowering each member of his church. And that of course means you and me. I believe we are at interesting times with the new Archbishop of Canterbury to see how she will, I'm sure, change things as she leads the Church of England. I think as well we're on the threshold of growing and developing here, St Mary's Bolney. And that may seem hard to see, but it's something I do believe. And of course you may be asking, well, yes, but how? It's always a good question. We pray, don't we, every week, your will be done. God's will that needs to be done is for a church enlivened, a church powerful, a church not timid, a church full of unconditional love. His will for each of us is the same. And because each of us has the Holy Spirit living in us, he can do it. Rekindle the gift of God that is within. I believe we need to recommit ourselves to the holy calling that is unique to each and every one of us. To invite the Holy Spirit to rekindle within us that true faith. And for us to realign our wills with God's. Putting aside those feelings that might get in the way. For Timothy, it was being ashamed and cowardice. Yours may be the same, or yours may be different, but God knows what they are. You wonder what happened to Timothy? Well, by all accounts, he went on to be the first bishop of the church in Ephesus. What will happen to each of us? Only God knows that. But we can rest assured, however old we are, however young we are, he has a purpose and a calling for each and every one of us. And his will for us is for us to achieve our very best potential. Guard the good treasure and rekindle the gift of God that is within. I'm going to encourage us now just to be quiet, just to let the words I've said wash over us and to listen to the Holy Spirit. And perhaps in your time of silent reflection and prayer, you may want to make yourself that recommitment to God. And so, Heavenly Father, we gather our prayers together, offering them to you as we pray, your will be done. Amen.